From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
All the people tweeting me what Alex Bregman's batting average is since his bad start.
Oh, Lord, I get that every single time.
Hey, I'm okay with it. If you're going to do that, when he goes 0 for 30, I want to hear from you then. You know what he is in his last game? 250.
After that start, when Bregman goes 1 for 4, it ups his average.
So no, I'm glad he's hitting. I said all along, I hope he turns it around, and he has. But that doesn't mean he's going to be a superstar either. It has to play out over months. Lamont asked, wait, I thought daily fantasy was over in Texas. The attorney general gave an opinion that it's illegal. Right now, it's being challenged in court, and until it is, it's legal. I'm kind of the opinion that I'm going to wait and see how things play out.
That's kind of the beauty of these things, is it's week to week. So if they decide week 3 you can't do it anymore, okay. It's not going to be the same situation as it was with poker. If they shut them down, you'll be able to get your money out.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number 3. Those first two went by pretty quick.
Went by fast, jeez, man. What a day.
If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN. Your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at John Snow, 0, not O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. If you missed the first 2 hours, all available on podcastarena.com. Everything.
Everything.
We had some fantasy talk, we had some Astros talk, college football talk, Jerome Solomon talk. We've been very sportsy today. Oh, gym of the day was not sportsy.
No.
A gorilla thing. Can I stay non-sportsy for a minute, because this was another potential gym of the day candidate, and then we'll get to some phone calls and get back to sports.
All right.
But I just want to share the story because I'd like to get your thoughts on it.
Okay.
Well, I'll just read the headline because I think it says it all. KFC makes sunscreen that smells like fried chicken, website reports.
So sexy.
Is it?
No.
Some 3,000 bottles of extra crispy sunscreen were made available for free through the KFC website, and they've already been claimed.
Of course they have.
They're not going to make them to sell, but it's new, real, free, extra crispy fried chicken scented sunscreen. I don't know how I feel about this. I can see a lot of creepy guys at the beach saying, honey, you smell finger looking good. It kind of grosses me out. Fried chicken is a very special thing. You have to have that right fried chicken smell.
Yeah.
If you get a bad fried chicken smell, like greasy or gets a little bit burned, or just doesn't smell quite like fried chicken, it's gross. I can't imagine the sunscreen smelling like fried chicken.
I don't know if I've ever had bad smelling fried chicken.
I have, especially reheated.
Okay. I never reheat fried chicken. If I get fried chicken and I don't eat it all, it goes in the fridge, and then I pull it out and eat it cold. That's the only way to do it.
Okay.
Are you against cold fried chicken?
If I let it sit for a couple days, I'm always worried that it's going to get... It's chicken. It's real easy for it to get a disease, so I heat it up.
I mean, it goes in your refrigerator. You're not just leaving it on the counter.
Yeah, but I've gotten sick from cold chicken before.
I bake mine. I don't put it in to get the crisp back.
Bake it?
The crisp.
That's too much work.
And I can't remember the last time I went to KFC.
Oh, KFC. I haven't been to KFC in forever.
You know
there's better options.
You know who just went to KFC?
Who?
Mike Pence. They showed him, I forgot who tweeted it out, but he was like in mid-flight and he was eating KFC.
That's very strange.
I hope it's not one of those things where like he's trying to get votes.
You
just picked the wrong chicken chain.
Of course he's trying to get votes. He went to a black barber shop today to get a haircut.
Oh, God.
Of course he's trying to get... So he ate fried chicken, and then the next day he's getting a haircut at a black barber shop.
The worst...
Come on, Mike Pence.
The worst of the chicken chains.
I don't do much.
I don't even think. Yeah. Well, never mind.
I don't really eat fried chicken anymore. I really don't eat fried anything. Occasionally, I was always a Popeyes guy.
I was a Popeyes guy. But yeah. We have Frenchies here in Houston. Yeah, that's Frenchies. The way to go.
Can you imagine the dogs at the beach with that sunscreen? Oh, man. Good call.
My dog would maul someone in that.
Some poor girl's got all this on. Thinking, no, I feel so sexy. Actually, no. Any woman who's rubbing that on herself to smell like KFC is not going to be attractive.
Probably
I can
not.
Pretty much tell you what she looks like. I'm going to go about 270, cigarette poking out of her mouth, wearing a bikini that she should not be wearing because everything is falling out of it. And giant tattoo of a rebel flag on her. That's pretty much the woman who's wearing the KFC.
Ugh. Speaking of food, I was at Target yesterday, and guess what I picked up for you?
What is this?
Pop-Tarts.
Oh, Pop-Tarts?
Yeah.
What kind did you go with?
Oh, I went with your cinnamon brown sugar.
Oh, that's the best.
That is the best.
That's the best. Unfortunately, I can't eat that right now, but that does sound amazing.
Well, don't people that work out a lot eat these Pop-Tarts before they work out? Like bodybuilders?
Yeah. A lot of bodybuilders eat Pop-Tarts and donuts. No, I can't have that right now.
I'll save this for you. I'll just give this to you. You eat it after.
Okay. I'll eat it when I can eat it.
Okay, let's get back on track. I just wanted to share that story with you guys for no real reason. Let's grab some phone calls. We'll try Adam. What's up, Adam?
How's it going?
Hey, now.
I just had a question. First, I want to comment on your KFC sunscreen. You know who would like that? The people from Sanctuary. But anyway, the question was, I don't know if y'all ever commented on it. I looked through about 2 weeks worth of podcasts and never saw anything about the comments Michael Irvin had about J.J. Watt. About I don't know if he was stoned or high or doing some kind of drugs.
What were his comments?
Well, I was just wondering what your thoughts were.
I have it. I'll pull it up for you.
Okay. Yeah, because I don't really...
Oh, is he said where he said that it's J.J. Watt's fault the Texans haven't won? Is that what he's talking about?
I don't know.
They were talking about the best defensive players in the league, and then he said he would take Luke Kuechly over JJ because JJ's teams have gone 2-14 before, and he's not the best player, best defensive player in the league, and that kind of thing.
It's his opinion. I like Luke Kuechly a lot. I think there's some things
too.
he's more versatile at certain things. You can use him in pass coverage and. I think he's a fantastic player, but I really don't care what Michael Irvin says about anything, stoned or sober.
There's a lot of the guys who are some of the best defensive players, individual defensive players in the league, play on crappy teams.
Yeah.
I mean, Ndamukong Suh hasn't been on a good team ever. Aaron Donald plays for the Rams. I mean,
those guys are pretty good.
Do you want it?
Yeah, I'd like to hear what Zach has got to say.
JJ has an interception for a touchdown.
I've always said
this. And he scores on offense.
I've always said this. I will take the guy that's a little less talented, but has the ability to be a gatherer.
That's a different argument.
That's superior. I will take the guy.
You're changing the discussion.
Because it comes back to what I was saying. I don't want to just see you raise your hand and you playing great. I want to see you make others play great.
He does.
And
that's what Luke Kuechly did. Sacks last year.
No, but they still went 9-7.
That's not his fault.
Because they had hot garbage at quarterback.
Oh, God. Listen, guys.
Let me ask you that.
Hear me out.
Oh, he's up there.
Number one player, you won defensive player of the year the last 3 years. Your 3 years, your record was 2-14, 9-7, 9-7. That's right. All the time. Right. Luke Kuechly, what did the guy say on the? He knows 40% of your offense, and he's putting everybody else.
And his quarterback is the league MVP.
That's too much yelling.
Yeah, please never play that again.
My goodness, is that on Fox Sports 1?
No, NFL Network.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. That do not yell at each other, guys. Come on.
There's too much yelling.
Yeah. First off,
who can deal with that?
He's just trolling. If you want to make the case for Kuechly, that's one thing. But he didn't win the defensive MVP when he was 2-14. That was incorrect. And second of all, he was obviously just trying to get a reaction, and it worked with them. I'm not going to sit here and start yelling at him. I like Luke Kuechly a lot too, and
I think Luke Kuechly, as far as well-rounded defensive players, most versatile. I might put him right behind Khalil Mack as the most versatile defensive player in the league.
But I think he may be a little more versatile because I can trust him in pass coverage more than I can Khalil Mack.
They drop Khalil Mack into coverage all the time.
You need to watch what they do with Kuechly. I mean, I've seen him cover receivers. They use him all over the field.
But then add in what Khalil Mack does rushing the passer, and Luke Kuechly doesn't do that.
He doesn't because they don't really ask him to.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They ask Khalil Mack to do everything in Oakland.
I bet if you lined him up outside instead of inside, dude would get 12 or 15 sacks.
But I like Luke Kuechly a lot. But, again, J.J. Watt, Aaron Donald, Khalil Mack, these guys don't play on teams as good as the Panthers. But I don't think that's what makes them less of a player. Yeah, I think that's silly.
Honestly, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard, that whole conversation.
Yeah.
I think we should ban every one of them from ever being on the show.
I couldn't tell you who the other five guys were. They were all yelling.
And there was a girl in there, too. Ugh. Don't tell anybody. We'll just let it go. We'll just let it go.
Navarro Bowman plays for the 49ers. Does he suck all of a sudden? Stop.
I don't even know what point he was trying to make. Yeah, and you couldn't tell because everybody was yelling over each other.
I think he was trying to say that, if J.J. Watt was so great, his team would be better. But hell, dude's doing what he can do,
man. I'm kind of ready to throw Michael Irvin into my Skip Bayless bag of don't repeat.
Don't throw me in there, Fred.
Oh, you're going in the bag of hate.
That sounds like Bob Arum.
No,
Bob Arum never goes in the bag of hate.
That's the Michael Irvin laugh.
Bob Arum is in the bag of love. He's not in the bag of hate. We love Bob Arum. All right, let's squeeze in one more phone call.
Tell me more about the fried chicken suntan cream. It's making me hard. As much as I can get at this age, you know. It's erotic to me.
I think that was on the borderline of, I didn't.
I think I would have there.
Oh, well, it's too late now.
Yeah, exactly.
Who do you want to talk to?
Let's talk to James. He wants to talk fried chicken.
Tell me more about this chicken oil.
What's up,
James? Hey, guys, sports.
Yep, sports to you.
Hey, so I just wanted to thank y'all for making me not ever want to have chicken again the rest of the year. All I can think of is Mama June from that TLC show in a bikini eating chicken and rubbing it all over herself. That's absolutely disgusting. But to add on to Adam's comment on the call before, I think with Clowney coming back, I think J.J. Watt's going to have a career year, and he's going to set all kinds of records if J.J. and Clowney can stay healthy, and I'll just have him listen.
I'll disagree with you because I think J.J. Watt is coming in with some serious health issues, and I think it's going to be hard for him to have a career year.
He's never going to do what he did the year he got 20 and a half sacks.
That was his career year.
To me, where he had all the touchdowns on offense, that was a career year. Can we imagine what kind of years he would have had if Khalil Mack were across from him instead of Jadeveon Clowney?
Yeah.
Well, God, this is the grossest thing ever. Why can't somebody make sunscreen that smells like whiskey? Most of these chicks smell like whiskey by then anyway, right? If you're on the beach. All right. We'll find something else sportsy or non-sportsy. You just have to tune in next segment to find out. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5.
Back on the Blitz. Our buddy Glenn Davis just tweeted something out on the food theme.
Yeah.
Houston Dash's Carly Lloyd launches own hot sauce.
Hot sauce.
I can't wait to not buy that.
Carly's Kickin' Hot Sauce.
And I would buy...
I see what she did there with the kicking.
And I would buy that. Why? I'm just curious.
Support America, Fred.
That doesn't support America. That supports our pocketbook. And they lost. Okay?
Losers.
They got their butts whipped. I'm not buying your hot sauce.
Who ended up winning the women's Olympic gold?
Was it Alemania?
You guys don't know.
No, I don't.
I know Germany made the finals because they beat Canada. That's it. I didn't really pay any attention after that. Drunk Bevo asked, so did the Texans missed on guard two drafts ago? Could have had Bridgewater or Carr. We've beaten that to death. I think if this year, if the guy doesn't turn into a good player, yeah, you beat him up over it. I still thought it, there were better options there at that spot.
Germany beat Sweden.
Okay.
Sweden, who they're not going to go very far in the tournament. They made it to the gold medal match.
They did make it to the gold medal match, but they're cowards.
They're cowards, and they lost like cowards.
But congratulations to Alemania. Musa, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, sports.
Sports to you.
I just wanted to comment on the Michael Irvin thing. Michael Irvin is someone you shouldn't listen to. He just speaks. He talks out of his you know what. But I've really been a big fan of J.J. Watt. I love what he does for our team. I mean, you got to respect his talent, but I just think he's, I don't know, there's something about him. I think he's just a little, he just bothers me. But that's not really what I was trying to talk about, that Michael Irvin just, he's ridiculous. But what I was trying to say was Houston's a pretty brutal city when it comes to our fans. And our offensive line isn't really looking too good with Derek Newton and everyone out. So I'm just saying, if Brock Osweiler struggles for the first like 4 to 5 games and everyone starts booing him and gets on his back, how do you think the Texans are going to handle that?
First off, Houston's not very brutal for fans. You guys are kittens. No offense.
Get up there in the Midwest or the Northeast. Yeah,
where they'll boo Aaron Rodgers if he has a bad game. Yeah, that's frankly, if that the guy will get a longer leash than he would most places. And if that happens, it happens. I hate to tell you this, but the fans don't affect the damn thing. And this is not a tough fan base. Not brutal at all.
But if that's, I mean, if he does start poorly,
it's going to get bad.
Yeah.
The team's going to be bad. And then all the talk is going to be talking about, do you fire O'Brien? You know, if you made a mistake on the quarterback, well, the guy who just got a contract extension, his name won't come back up. What is he doing?
Yeah.
Black Fred wants to know, would it be a bad idea for Houston to move on Josh Hamilton?
Nah. To sort of get them back for signing Carlos Gomez?
Yeah, well.
It's probably the same thing.
Joey says, you guys see that Josh Hamilton's getting paid $30 million next year by the Rangers and Angels not to play for them. Yeah. It's not a name I've thought of in a long time.
No, for good reason.
One more call. Jason.
Sports guys. Hey.
Sports to you.
I guess kind of just a general fantasy question for y'all. When do you start kind of looking at, like, I'll be drafting late in the rounds in a non-PPR league, but when do you start kind of looking at quarterback for receiver versus running back? I'll hang up and listen.
If you're talking about in round one, you don't. You shouldn't draft a quarterback in round one. So I think the time to start really considering a quarterback, I guess for me anyway, I'm looking at like round four ish.
I want to maybe four is about right because I want to make sure I get two RBs or two wide receivers right off the top.
Yeah,
preferably two wide receivers and a number one running back, but depends on where I am. And then I'll look at a quarterback because I don't want to get too deep into the quarterbacks. I don't want to get to 15, 16.
If you're drafting in round four, you better be getting Aaron Rodgers or Cam Newton. I mean, if those guys get drafted in the first and second round, that's even more reason to wait. There's no need to rush if that's happening. The best thing that can happen to you in your draft is a bunch of quarterbacks start to go early. And you just wait around until the ninth, tenth quarterback is off the board, and then you get your guy.
Some people just can't do that, though.
I know they can't, but I'm just telling you, the ideal strategy is to just wait, be patient. Let the other guys take all the mistakes, make all the risks. And that's your time to be stocking up on all those other positions that they're passing on. I'll tell you a problem position, and I myself don't think about it as much as I probably should. But if you don't get Gronk, you don't have a great tight end. I mean, there's a couple decent tight ends.
Yeah,
but if you don't have Gronk on your team, you're not solid at tight end.
If I don't get him, and usually I don't because he goes higher than I'm willing to take him. I'll wait till the end. I've almost put tight end with kicker and defense.
Yeah.
I have defense ahead of kicker, but I almost wait until the very end now.
Matthew Berry has Kobe Fleener ranked as his sixth tight end. No, thank you.
Ugh. That's pretty brutal.
Yeah. Kobe Fleener sucked with Andrew Luck. I mean, and with prime Andrew Luck. Why is he going to be good? I don't see it.
Who's number two, Jordan Reed?
Jordan Reed, who can't stay healthy. I like Jordan Reed, but he can't stay healthy.
He'll go too high.
Greg Olsen is three, which makes him sit. Greg Olsen's a pretty decent player.
He's up and down, though.
Yeah.
Well, I guess all of these guys, except Gronk,
that's
are up
thing.
And down.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the one sure thing. Delanie Walker, Travis Kelce, Kobe Fleener, Gary Barnage, who Gary Barnage had a fantastic year last season, but he plays with the Browns, so you know what his quarterback situation's like. I mean, there's just not a lot going there.
All right, let's get one more call on Rex. You're on the Blitz. Go.
Sorry. AJ, I got a question for you. Three-part.
Three-part?
Why do you think that Dana won't let McGregor and Diaz fight number three, like, automatically? Number two, what do you think Connor's next move is? And number three, what you think of the fight? Sorry, I missed you yesterday.
Number one, he doesn't want them to fight again because Jose Aldo is waiting to fight for that featherweight title, and that's McGregor's belt as of now. And basically, Dana gave him two options, it sounds like. He said you can either drop down to 145 and fight Jose Aldo, or you can go to 155 and fight Eddie Alvarez for the 155 title, which, to be honest, I think is garbage because there are guys waiting around at 155 who have earned that title shot and fighting at that division and don't just get it handed to them. So he wants him to, and if he does choose that fight at 155, he would forfeit his 145-pound title. I think that that's probably the most likely scenario for McGregor is fighting Eddie Alvarez. And the fight was decent. I mean, it was a good fight. The first three rounds were borderline great. The fourth and fifth round, there was a lot of grinding and a lot of running away, but overall, it was a good fight. It was really competitive, really close, and that's what I'm looking for. It wasn't the most exciting fight ever, but it wasn't boring either. I was never, bored with what was happening. So it was a good fight.
Didn't like the result, but I enjoyed the hell out of it.
Yeah, listen, that's a different story.
But I enjoyed the fight itself. So, and, of course, McGregor's saying completely different stuff, that he'd like to fight Diaz again at 155. And
that's what he wants, but that's not what Dana's into.
Yeah, so it's...
But and at the end of the day, McGregor's going to get what he wants before Dana does. That's his boy.
Also got a he was injured in the fight.
So yeah, he's out for a while.
Yeah,
I think the earliest he'd be able to fight. He broke his foot. I think the earliest he'd be able to fight would be that the Super Bowl card or maybe the New Year's card. But it just seemed that's going to be pushing it, and it may be some time before we see that dude fight. Which that's why I'm sure Dana would love to get a decision from him, so he can go ahead and move forward with those featherweights.
Musgrove not off to a very good start tonight.
No. What is it, 3-0?
4-0 Pirates after one.
Yeah. Well, we've seen them down worse than that.
Yes, we have. I'm not going to make fun of them yet.
Yeah, no, don't kill them just yet. All right, I'm going to tell you guys about Dirt Free. Which, by the way, Gurriel, one game, like half game, now he can't ever play again? Come on.
He pinch hit.
Yeah, pinch hit, but then that made you think he was going to be starting the next game, right?
I kind of thought it, yeah.
Especially if he's just going to DH. Very strange.
Send him back to Cuba.
Ugh, done with him. All right, did you know most carpet cleaning companies are leaving your carpets dirtier than they found them? Can you believe that? You're paying them money, and then it's worse off than it was. That's not the case with Dirt Free. The other guys leave behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. Call Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning, 281-DIRT-FREE. Go chemical-free with Dirt Free Carpet. They use powerful engines to create high-pressure steam made from their patented super water. Your carpets are fresh and deep clean without soap or unhealthy dirt-attracting chemicals. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. Call Dirt Free Carpet right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard about it right here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll do three rooms of carpet for just $99.95 and throw in a free speed dry to the first 25 callers. It's 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Yeah, I know people can't listen every day, but sometimes we assume that because we spent three segments on something yesterday that they know what we were talking about. 281, you didn't like the results? You kidding me? Conor McGregor kicked his ass for three rounds. Bro, did you see his face? I didn't like the results because I bet on Diaz, not because of the way... I thought the fight finished the way it should have. I thought the decision was right. I didn't like the result because I bet on Diaz, so... That's why. It has nothing to do with...
Getting if they got the decision
right. Yeah, I did not want to... I didn't mean to imply that I thought they got the decision wrong, and that's on me because I know you guys can't listen to every show, and we spent so much time on it yesterday that I thought it would be clear, so apparently not. All right, enough sports. Well, this is a sport. It kind of is.
I'm starting to think that I didn't buy enough, or I didn't print enough T-shirts.
You shouldn't have made that T-shirt. That's a damn good T-shirt.
Yeah.
That's going to be extremely popular.
Supply and demand is not working in my favor
right
now.
You need to raise the price. That's what you need to do.
No.
Yeah, people will pay for that, man. So we didn't get to this. We started it earlier, but you said you got to the Rock the Mic videos.
Yeah.
And your thoughts?
I think that there was less full-on bad than I was expecting. There was a lot of meh. But I'm also kind of... an a-hole when it comes to that. I listen to these guys and I'm like, oh, they're not that good at it. But then I forget that they're not radio professionals and that this is like something that they're trying to ease their way into. But just the fact that nobody was like shockingly awful was a pretty good start. So I think that...
See, I like shockingly awful for at least somebody because it makes it funny.
Yeah, it does. But this one's a little bit different too because in this round of Rock the Mic, or this, I guess, sort of season of Rock the Mic, the winner is going to be going out to public events, like to basketball games and football games, and representing our station. So we've got to take that into account. You know what I mean?
By themselves, though.
Right. Yeah. But I'm just saying. Yeah.
So what are they exactly going to be doing, John?
So they'll be helping us cover games for the Rockets and Texans and maybe the Astros. We'll see. And then after that, they'll get a podcast and help. If they want, they can intern for us as well.
Okay. It sounds like a lot of work for winning.
Yeah. What's your prize?
They get anything else?
No.
Okay. Well, I respect them for that. I'm excited about it because most of these guys, Sunday was the first chance they've actually got to sit down and do something other than put themselves on video. And I think Friday... It'll be different. I'd recommend like a shot of tequila, I think, before you do it. Not any more than that. Don't drink enough to get drunk, but maybe a shot just to relax because it will be a different animal for you.
Okay, so a couple of people approached me today and said, hey, are you going to be out there Friday? I was like, no, usually just, you know, sit back and run the show on at the station and kind of judge from here. And they all kind of found it a little surprising that I wasn't going to be out there to judge. So I'm going to leave it up to you guys. Should I just be back here to produce, or do you guys want me out there?
I think it'd be great if you were out there.
Yeah.
I honestly wish you were on every appearance and not producing. They're just doing the show with us.
No, because I don't trust anybody else to sit back
there
and
true.
Do that stuff.
Well, Tyler's pretty good in here. I trust Tyler.
Let me see if I can work something out.
There's some other people that if it's going to be them, then we need to rethink it.
What do you mean?
Like he doesn't want some scrub back here working.
Oh, no, yeah. No. It'll be Tyler.
Well, Tyler's fine.
And then I'll just have to get a part-timer to cover his shift.
Tyler can handle it. If it's Tyler, we want you out there.
Okay.
And the people will want you out there. The people love you. They can't get enough Jong Lee. I think that's the way to go. Now, you've judged this all the way, too. In fact, I think your vote should count for two.
I don't know about two.
Well, ours should count for two, and then yours should count for two, and everybody else gets one. That should be how it works.
Yeah.
You're the one compiling the votes. Don't ask me to do math. So, but I'm just saying, that's how I would do it.
We'll have plenty of votes because JT and Cam will be out there, the past two winners. Barry will be out there, and Leapashock told me he'll be out there, too.
Okay.
How much do we trust the last two winners?
What do you mean?
I don't know. I don't know how they're going to vote.
Black?
No, it's not that.
Are you sure?
Positive. I have not heard them vote before, so I have no idea how they're going to vote.
Okay.
How much do we trust them? 713-780-ESPN. Well, let's get to the story that I think Jong will enjoy.
Okay.
Because I know he's going to be judging this, but this is something he should have been competing in. You know what you just missed, Jong?
Pokemon Olympics?
Pokemon World Championships in San Francisco. Champions were crowned in three different categories, and there was a controversy. Apparently, it's not just a video game that they have. There's the battles at the highest level of play apparently are kind of like rock, paper, scissors. But they've also got the E-version. Tournament crown champions in all three disciplines, broken down by three age groups. The Trading Card Game Championship Junior Division was for players born in 2004 or later. Was won by Shunto Sadahiro of Japan. Guy from Denmark won the Seniors Division. I don't know how you let that happen. And the Masters Division, born 99 or earlier, Japan Shintaro Ito.
Yeah, he's my favorite Pokemoner.
Oh, God. Japan, man. Two out of three. Video game. Let's see. Video game championships were swept by the United States.
Oh.
Wolf Glick won the Masters Division.
Wolf what?
Glick.
Oh, Glick.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, we can't say that on the radio.
Oh, sure we can.
No, I've talked about that before.
However, there was a huge controversy this year. Because apparently it's not just the competitive players that love the event.
Camel Glick, also a big one. Who else loves the event?
Camel Glick?
Wolf Glick and Camel Glick. And
okay.
Bear Glick.
Harambe Glick.
Gorilla Glick.
Yeah, Gorilla Glick works really well. And it's alliterative. Apparently they had to close the event to the general public that only invited players and their families could attend because it's got so popular people couldn't get in. No refunds were offered.
So you have to earn an invitation to this?
Well, but people had bought tickets. They didn't offer them refunds. They said, sorry, can't get in. Limited venue capacity and overwhelming demand.
But so the people who bought tickets didn't get in, didn't get a refund?
Nope.
That seems like garbage.
That's, yeah.
That's a good way to get your building burned down, bro.
What would Pikachu do, Jong? Would he do this?
Shock them all?
Like the...
Yeah, that one.
One in the stink kind of way.
Exactly.
Throw Squirtle in there then. My brother says maybe the Rock the Mic winner can commit to the camel riding duties. They changed that last year. They got... People were getting too nervous about riding the camels. So they just made each of us a camel trainer. So instead of riding the trainer... Riding the camel, you just went out.
So I risked my life to ride that camel. I almost flew off, by the way.
I know.
And now they change it?
Well, there was somebody fell off pretty hard the year before. So they had exercise riders. And I made a terrible tactical error this year. I got the first pick, and I took the giant camel, thinking, oh, that guy's a badass.
Good stride.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He dwarfs these other camels. And the dude riding him, they put on there, was like, 300 pounds.
So you didn't handicap the jockeys?
No, because I didn't know. I said, I'm going to take the big one. For next year, with my first pick, I am taking the smallest camel. I learned that this year because the little ones are quick. They get out of the gate. And those big ones take a while to get rolling.
Hey, so. By the way, I made some stuff for Pokemon updates. what we can close them out with.
That was your weekly Pokemon Go update.
Big voice guy had to waste time with this.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, exactly.
This is your weekly Pokemon Go update.
So I figured, you know, it comes up a lot, so.
All right.
We pay him enough anyway, right?
I think so. I think he's doing all right.
Yeah, we could have him do a bunch of other stuff, too, probably, and still.
Yeah, we can.
Okay. Well, we need to come up with just some random crap for this guy to do that would be totally out of nowhere.
I got to tell you about attorney Gary Trichter, Fred. If you find yourself accused of DWI, because this happens, you'll go out, you'll have a drink at the bar, which is perfectly within your rights to do so, and you'll get pulled over, you'll be accused of DWI, you might even be forced to take a breath or a blood test, and hell, you might even fail that test because guess what? Those tests are designed to make you fail. That's where you need a lawyer who's experienced in telling the truth about the science, the faulty science behind those police blood tests. And that's where you need attorney Gary Trichter. He's a DWI specialist right here in Houston, one of only four board certified DWI specialists in the entire state. And he's experienced in talking about those tests. He's experienced in doing it in a trial setting. There's a lot of lawyers who will take DWI cases. Very few have trial experience. Gary Trichter has a ton. If you failed the breath or blood test, don't go thinking it's the end of the world, guys. DWI, DUI, or boating while intoxicated, if that's happened to you, call attorney Gary Trichter. Don't just roll over and take it. Don't just give up. It can ruin your life unless you've got somebody fighting for you. Put Gary's number into your cell phone right now. It's 713-524-1010. You never know when you might need it. Or visit him online at texasdwilaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for attorney Gary Trichter.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hold on to your butt.
On ESPN 97.5. Warehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Tune in at 7 tonight for Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis.
Glenn Davis.
Somebody said earlier that Mr. Gow sounds just like Glenn Davis. I would say the difference is I don't think Mr. Gow's ever dropped an F-bomb on air. So.
No. Not that I know him anyway. He's probably pretty responsible. He's probably the one who'd have to write that check if it came down to it.
Exactly. 281 says, have the voice guy read, this is your sex robot update.
You do give a lot of sex robot
and
updates.
Mermaids. I had a mermaid story today we never got to.
Yeah.
So there's some possibilities there.
Yeah, I got the love line. We're going to do this love line thing, and then I got that voiced by the female voice. His actually the big voice guy's wife, but I don't think we ever, you know, concretely said we're going to do it. So I kind of kept it.
We'll probably get to it eventually.
Yeah, I think it has some good potential.
I do too. I think it's worth doing. That poor kid of theirs, he's got no choice, right?
Has to be a voice person.
He better be big voice guy or big voice little girl. There's almost nowhere else you can go, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's do Hey Man Bleep That. You want me to go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't have anything to give away today, so. I saw the story yesterday, and we never got to it, and I kind of was saving it for this because, you know, of all the play-by-play guys, I like Tirico the best.
He's your favorite.
He's my favorite.
Probably one of mine, too.
And it's not that I dislike Al Michaels. I think he's solid. I don't know if you saw this, but NBC Sports execs asked their NFL partners if they could use Tirico instead of Michaels on Thursday Night Football so that Michaels would stay on Sunday night, Tirico would do Thursday night, and it kind of transitions to what we all kind of thought was going to happen when Tirico went over there, when he'd eventually take over Sunday Night Football, right?
Are they trying to make him go to Thursday, you said?
We'll start on Thursdays, keeping Michaels on Sundays. I'd put him on both, but no. The Thursday Night Network games he's going to be doing. They bought network games.
Oh, yeah. It's no longer just crappy games on Thursday.
Well,
night
it's still
now,
crappy
right?
games, but it's a network game.
Yeah, I don't want that, though. I don't want him doing these bad games, because I don't always watch those games.
Well, it's still it's the Thursday night game on network, dude. It's a step up from Monday night football. Anyway, NFL said no.
Really?
And the NFL basically said, made it sound like they wanted to keep the same guy on both. They liked the idea of having the same booth announcers from Sunday night and Sunday afternoon to carry over to Thursday. Now, I get that. No, I don't get that. You got the best guy out there, and you're not going to have him on your Thursday night games or your Sunday night games.
It's very odd.
Yeah, and NFL, to you I say, hey, man, f*** that. All right.
One of the, I guess, like, the most fearful I am of natural disasters is probably tornadoes.
Yeah, I'm scared to death of those things.
I see what, like, they do some crazy damage, and mostly I think because there's movies about them. And there's movies about earthquakes, too, but I can't picture that affecting me. But tornado, that could happen, right? Like, that could it's unlikely to happen here, but it's more likely than an earthquake.
We'll get tornadoes here, but they're little ones.
Right.
Doesn't matter if you're in a trailer park. Doesn't matter how little it is. It's going to end badly. But
if you live in the Midwest, hurricanes tornadoes are a real thing.
Yeah, those things
are
scary.
You got
to
take them seriously.
Yeah.
There were tornado sirens going off on Saturday, and Brandon Warner decided that he and Breanne Proctor had waited for their wedding long enough. They decided to go through with the wedding while tornado sirens were going on, and there was a tornado bouncing around the city. I'm against that. But, I mean, you're in, like, some old-ass church, I'm sure. It's probably going to collapse on you.
If you're going to die, you might as well go ahead and get the wedding over with.
I don't know. They said, we just kind of shrugged our shoulders and went down the aisle. After the vows were exchanged and the couple was formally presented, the sirens went off again. This time, as the rain pelted the stained glass windows, the 200 guests and wedding party huddled beneath the balconies in case the windows were to blow in by the storm. The tornado touched down less than 3 miles away from where the wedding was taking place. No thanks, man. You guys are just dumb.
Don't they have a storm cellar? Just pack everybody in there until it passes, then get married?
All these guys just laughing in the face of these natural disasters. Nature owns you, bro. It owns all of us. Quit defying it.
Have you seen how many churches get hit by tornadoes, too?
All the time.
Yeah. That's just... Okay. Yeah.
I say to that...
Hey, man.
That.
Did you guys hear about that Kanye store, pop-up store that opened up last week and closed on Sunday?
No.
No, it was like right out the window. We could see like people lining up.
From here?
Yeah, you could see it from our studio.
What were they selling?
His t-shirts and designer stuff that he released. Like it was called The Life of Pablo, which is also the name of his album. It's a pop-up store that went up, I think it went up like Friday, and then it closed on Sunday night. Well, anyway, that sucker, Friday, I'm guessing people started lining up Thursday, had thousands and thousands of people going into that pop-up store and buying these stupid t-shirts and all this different stuff that were overpriced. And if you know anything about Kanye West, he sells these
t-shirts. He's a gouger.
Yeah, he sells these t-shirts with holes in them for thousands of dollars. And everything that I've seen from that pop-up store looks very stupid and something that you can make in your own garage. And people waiting outside for the store to open Thursday. And I don't understand like the obsession with Kanye West and the clothing line that he's. The fascination with Kanye West and the Kardashians in this country is amazing.
Did Raheel buy anything from that store? He loves Kanye.
He did not. But
he has enough Kanye gear.
I don't think he did. But I think. Do you guys remember Albert, who used to work here?
Yeah,
he picked up some couple things.
Really?
Yeah, he's a huge, huge Kanye West guy, and I can't stand him. I can't stand his music.
Albert?
No.
Is Albert the one who buys really expensive shoes?
I don't know. I don't understand the fascination. I get the shoes. I don't get people buying the shoes for $2,000 after market. His shoes are reasonably priced around $150, $160 bucks. But I don't get anything else that guy releases. His albums have sucked. And he's a almost washed up hip hop star.
Ooh, strong words, John.
No, but he has a huge following. I just don't get it. So to that I say, hey man, fuck that.
Just hook up with a Kardashian, your career will
That's it.
Will work out. I was running around here the other day, everybody's making night of jokes with Raheel.
He does kind of look like that, just a little bit.
If he shaved his head, maybe. I mean, it's not that close, but anyway, if you get a chance, make a night of joke with him since everybody else is. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Good job by John Lee today, as always. Job by AJ Hoffman today, as always. Pretty good job from one of our callers and texters. Tweeters, not texters.
Glenny D up next.
That's right. Soccer matters.
This mother effer down.
And he's going to talk all about Carly Lloyd's new hot stuff.
Sauce.
Same thing.
Kicking.
All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Sports.
For one of the Odds Wednesday. Stay sportsy, bitch.
ESPN 97.5.